Malcolm High School graduates of the Michigan Alternative Education Association, MAEA, 2022 School of the Year began their journeys into the world following a commencement ceremony held last night at Sioux Area High School. This is a very memorable and notable time for the seniors seated on stage before you, and we are honored to have so many guests join us here this evening to start this ceremony, said Malcolm High School Principal Sandra Sawyer to kick off graduation. The school was awarded the MAEA School of the Year Award for outstanding faculty performance in helping its students, especially this year's young adults, get where they are today. We have a team that comes to work every day, and continuously goes above and beyond in their classrooms or office duties to meet the needs of each and every student at Malcolm High School, said Sawyer. It's a team that embraces the Malcolm High School vision of creating an environment where students are respected and appreciated for their differences. They are supported and can be successful. Sioux Area Public Schools Superintendent Amy Scott Kronmeyer extended a special appreciation to Malcolm faculty and students. She recognized the effort and dedication its graduating class has put in to overcome adversity. Native American graduates make up their fair share of the school's student body. Indigenous graduation rates are notoriously the lowest in the country. We gather in the land of the Three Fires Confederacy in the Indigenous Nations of the Great Lakes region, Scott Kronmeyer said, thanking tribal ancestry for the opportunity to gather, learn and work in Bawetting, aka, the place of the Rapids. I am proud of all the graduates that are here today because they never gave up, Sioux tribe member and graduate Jodeci Curtis said. They have faced many obstacles to get where they are today. Graduation was yesterday, making today the start of a whole new chapter. This can feel intimidating, which is why the evening's guest speaker offered reassurance. As you can imagine, it wasn't easy growing up being the youngest of seven, but here she is rocking it, said Sawyer to introduce the night's speaker. As her older sister, I am very proud of all she has accomplished. Ashley Corbier de Sormo holds a bachelor's degree from Ferris State University, where she majored in resort management. She also minored in club management, recreation management, and event planning. Her last name first rang around campus as member of the Ferris State women's basketball team. Then, it rang even louder throughout the nation's dance community, as a Dancing with the Stars coach. That was then. Today, Corbier de Sormo stands tall as a proud member of the Sioux tribe of Chippewa Indians, and owner of Allure Dance Company and 313 on Ashmun. Ashley has proudly supported and given back to our community through various fundraising events since its inception, Proud Sister Sawyer said. I know I can always count on her if our students need anything. She is always the first to say, can I help in any way? Please welcome Ashley Corbier de Sormo. The students listened as the successful business owner spoke from years' experience, having once sat in their seats, anxious over the future. You may have no clue what your next step is, said Corbier de Sormo. I am here to tell you that it's okay. You will figure it out. We're not all meant to follow the same plan or timeline. We need to focus on ourselves, and take the path we see fit to accomplish the goals we set for ourselves. When I graduated from high school, I couldn't wait to get out of this place. I wanted to experience a new town with new friends and new opportunities. I didn't think I would look back. After studying recreation and event planning among other subjects, life looped around and brought Corbier de Sormo back to her roots. I felt something was missing, making my purpose incomplete, said Corbier de Sormo. That was when she heard a new yoga studio was opening. Soon after, she was approached about teaching dance lessons. Her destiny was about to change. I thought it would be fun to get back into it, said Corbier de Sormo. Even though you don't need teaching certifications, I went back to my home studio and obtained my associate's degree in ballet and jazz. In the meantime, Corbier de Sormo worked hard and served tables to eventually open a studio of her own. I decided to name my new business Allure's Dance Company. She looked back 12 years, having become the largest dance studio in the Sioux with about 250 dancers. The key is to keep pushing yourself to find what it is that you're passionate about, said Corbier de Sormo. Of course, we all have days where we just don't feel like going into work. But I will say, it is so rewarding to love what you do every day. My advice to you is to continue to set the bar higher, even when you think you've reached success. When you think you know everything, you will reach a dead end. So, never stop learning or pushing the boundaries. Corbiere de Sormo told the graduating class to never settle for less. Student speaker Curtis heard this advice loud and clear. "People are always asking us what our plans are for the future," said Curtis. "We don't have to have that figured out." The young graduate began studying at Malcolm High School this year, after COVID landed her in an online classroom. "But not every student learns through online instruction and studies. I failed online," said Curtis. "When I came to Malcolm, they helped me graduate early." Curtis plans on taking a year off prior to further her education. "I think I am going to go to Michigan State University, MSU, for culinary school," Curtis said. This pathway could either land Curtis in MSU's School of Hospitality Business or the College of Agriculture and Natural Resources. Wherever the path leads, Curtis is thankful for the educational foundation provided by the esteemed staff at Malcolm High School.